This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a $95 billion foreign aid bill on Saturday. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
The vote was Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson's first major test, leading his party's razor-thin majority.
I've said it very simply. I'll say it once again. It's an old military adage, but we would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than our own boys, our troops. And I think this is an important moment, an important opportunity to make that decision. We allowed the House to do that, and I expect the Senate will make the same decision.
Johnson secured the necessary votes only by reaching across the aisle for help from House Democrats. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday said Israel will increase military pressure on Palestinian militant group Hamas in a bid to secure the release of hostages held in Gaza. Despite an international outcry, Netanyahu has repeatedly said that the army will launch a ground assault on Rafah, a southern Gaza city so far spared an Israeli invasion where more than 1.5 million Palestinians have taken refuge. Palestinians on Sunday recovered bodies found under rubble and dirt at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip, weeks after Israeli army forces retreated from the medical complex. The Palestinian Civil Emergency Service said teams recovered 60 bodies from the hospital yards, raising to 210 the number of bodies it had dug out from there since last Friday. According to local officials, most of the bodies were buried on the hospital ground during the conflict by relatives of the deceased and hospital staff. This is VOA News. TikTok on Sunday reiterated free speech concerns about a bill passed by the U.S. House of Representatives that would ban the popular social media app in the U.S. if its Chinese owner ByteDance did not sell its stake within a year. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reports.
The House approved the legislation, part of a broader foreign aid package. The Senate is expected to vote on it this week, and President Joe Biden has said he would sign it into law. In a statement, TikTok said it is unfortunate that the House of Representatives is using the cover of important foreign and humanitarian assistance to once again jam through a bill that would trample the free speech rights of 170 million Americans. Many U.S. lawmakers from both the Republican and Democratic parties and the Biden administration say TikTok poses national security risks because China could compel the company to share the data of its 170 million U.S. users. TikTok insists it has never shared U.S. data and never would.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Russia said on Sunday its forces had gained territory near the key battleground town of Chasiv Yar in East Ukraine, highlighting the pressure facing Kyiv as it gears up to receive $61 billion in new U.S. aid. Ukraine, meanwhile, reported renewed Russian strikes against its civilians. More homes are flooded in the Russian region bordering Kazakhstan and other areas. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In the Kurgan and Tuymen areas of Russia, drone footage from Russian TV showed vast areas of houses submerged in water to their roofs. Russian authorities said some 20,000 people had been evacuated between the two areas. Rescue crews attempted to stop further flooding by throwing sandbags along the riverbank. In Russia's Orenburg region, thousands of people were also evacuated following the collapse of a dam on the Ural River last week. Experts cited multiple possible causes of the floods. They say large snow reserves in the area have been melting. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ecuadorians were voting Sunday in a referendum on proposed tougher measures to fight a surge in gang-related crimes. The once peaceful South American country has been grappling with a shocking rise in violence that has seen two mayors killed this week. The terrorizing streak has been blamed on gangs with links to transnational cartels using Ecuador's ports to ship drugs to the United States and Europe. President Daniel Noboa, as voting began in Quito, said the results of the referendum will define the course and the state policy that we take in order to face the challenge of organized crime. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.